welcome to this podcast from Adelaide Place Baptist Church. We are a community of disciples, apprentices of Jesus, who live and work in the city of Glasgow, and it's our vision to join God in the renewal of all things. Our discipleship to Jesus is for all of our lives, so as well as listening to this podcast, we'd love for you to join us on a Sunday morning, or get involved in one of our missional communities, which are across the city throughout the week. Our prayer is that you encounter Jesus in some way through this podcast. More information can be found at apbc.net.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Adams. I'm part of the church family here at Adelaide Place. The scripture that gives me wisdom at the start of this year is from Philippians 4. It's from verse 8 and it says, "Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." It speaks about an action of thinking. It's an instruction. It's not just to be a vague passing thought, but to actively think. And I suppose the converse of that is to not think about some of the opposites of that. It's a list of good things, but how do you react to them? Perhaps you shrug and say, yes, they're all just fine. Or perhaps you might react even negatively against some of them. I don't know if the teenage rebel in you perhaps thinks, I'm not going for those. I think it means we should do more than just think. I think we should question. I think we should listen. I think we need to weigh up. Just question our assumptions. What is good? What is admirable? We need to think about what actions then that would lead on to. For me, it means that I need to take time. I need to take time to reflect on what is going on in the world around me, what other people are saying to me, perhaps people I don't necessarily agree with, but it doesn't mean that they're not necessarily right. As we take time at the start of the year to think about where our world and our lives are going to, it's my hope and my prayer that you will have many admirable and praiseworthy things to contemplate, but also that you'll take time to question what you've been taught in the past, what you believe, what you read, and perhaps that might inspire you to be a radical follower of Jesus, who questions, who wants to set out to change the world at the start of 2021.
Hi everyone, Colin here. And together with Myra, we're about to step into our 8th year since coming to Adelaide Place, where we've enjoyed much worship and fellowship together. Having been asked by Stephen to share a few words of wisdom for 2021, I always think it's best to pick up on where we've been reading recently. When I saw the heading of Psalm 126 as a song of thanks for God's deliverance, I thought, surely here there'll be some words of wisdom. So here's the Psalm, 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the waters in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. He that goes forth weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy and bring his sheaves with him. For 2021, I reckon we need to learn to laugh again and give thanks. As a psalm of ascent, this was probably sung as the Israelites returned from exile, a kind of lockdown in their history. as they climbed towards Mount Zion and their beloved Jerusalem, there was laughter and joy again. There was much elation at the moment of deliverance, but there was also an act of faith as they sowed new seeds in anticipation of a harvest to come. So, in our laughter and thanksgiving, let's not be passive, but sow seeds of patience, kindness, and goodness in anticipation of the harvest of the fruits of the Spirit in our lives and among those whom we live and work. In 2021, learn to laugh again, but as we do, let's sow in faith for a harvest to come. Amen.
Hey everyone, my name's Nathan, and I've been thinking about, as we roll into this new year, what it looks like to seek wisdom and what wisdom could look like going into 2021. And the piece of scripture that kind of represents wisdom to me is Luke 7:35, and that reads, "Yet wisdom is justified by all of her children." And I've taken this to mean that God's ways and his laws and commands are justified by the presence of those in our lives and the effects of those in our lives as disciples of Christ. And I guess my hope and prayer with all that is that I've been taking a look back at 2021 and seeing, look, where did I follow God's ways, and, you know, where have I seen that justified in my life, and likewise, where have I followed my own ways and have not seen that. I guess my hope for us all, if we were to do that, is to see as the patterns emerge, that we also recognise that in going from following our own way to following God's ways, that we can't do this on our own. And my prayer would be that as we go into 2021, we really reiterate the desire to seek the Lord with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding. And yeah, we don't know what 2021 will have in store, but my prayer is that whenever something comes up, both in the good and the bad, that the Lord is our go-to, not the first to go.
My name is Dudu and I'm a child of God. I intentionally seek him and acknowledge him as my saviour and my redeemer. I'm also a wife to Leslie, a mother to Tsepo and Kabelo. I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, an aunt and a friend. I study entrepreneurship at the University of Strathclyde. So the scripture that gives me wisdom at the start of this year is John 15, verse 1 to 4. And it says, "I am the vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me also as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." It's such a humbling verse and chapter. It gives me wisdom to know who he is and to know that he is who he says he is, to know who I am and to know that I am who he says I am. And once I'm convicted in that wisdom, I know who I am, and then I believe, and then I behave. So my hope and my prayer is that we all know who we are and stand in the light that God has predestined for us so that he may be glorified.
The scripture that I'm trying to hold on to at the start of this new year is one that could be felt differently depending on what is going on in life in any given moment. Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses which says this: Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Wisdom in the Old Testament Proverbs begins with a right posture before God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And this posture of wisdom speaks of a humility before God, as well as a moral pathway that is orientated by God. In other words, we don't just decide what is right or wrong in our own eyes. Wisdom also has a moral logic or a direction of travel. You make these decisions and it will take you down this path. You make those decisions and it takes you down that path. I take Psalm 90 as one of many wisdom sayings that want to stretch our vision to take in more, to learn the skill of looking further down the road, to see where our decisions will take us, to see what sort of people we will become if we go this way or if we go that way. And Psalm 90 helps us to look further down the road by reminding us of our own human frailty that bit more. And I'm sure many of us have been mindful of that over the last number of 9 months. A friend of mine has a family grave where he will one day rest, and every time he goes to visit his home, he has to go past that plot. What a sharp reminder for us all of that which we cannot avoid. A young family friend of Claire's family, towards the end of 2019, received the diagnosis of cancer. And just at the end of 2020, received the news of being cancer-free. So many roads and challenges ahead, so many roads that lead to disappointment when they're only based on short-term factors or immediate reward. And I guess this is in the heart of every reasonable parent who's trying to pass on some patient prudence to their children to try and bring in some long-term thinking, and how much heartache is felt whenever the immediate is the only thing that is wanted. So again, wisdom calls us to think, if we go this place and we do that, or we do this in our work, or say this about that person, what does this mean for tomorrow? Or the next time you speak with them, or the next time you make a significant decision in your business? I guess we're talking about the benefits of delayed gratification. And I guess the challenge is also if we could just learn to push our thinking as far down the road as we possibly can. What will it mean for tomorrow? What will it mean for the week after that? The months that lie ahead? The year that lies ahead? And even all the way to our very own eulogy. For some, this will mean finding another gear. Instead of just burning out and always in third gear, grinding it out, it might be about widening our bandwidth, our appreciation of the process or the journey through Sabbath, friendship, and finding rhythms that take us to quiet waters where we just recover and enjoy life a bit more. But for others, it could mean dropping into third gear and getting going, having a go, and realizing that the path that we are currently on is not taking us anywhere useful or productive. And then we actually need to put ourselves out there and really go for something in order to find out what God has us for. So making a dent or finding a pause, only wisdom will let you know what you need to do. For me, looking further down the road means being more deliberate in our thinking before God, in our decision-making, in our prayers, and possibly even just a little slower for those of us who still have something of a hurried inner child. And although this may feel like embracing frailty, that at first we would probably just rather push away, gaining this wisdom need not make us shrink and become a lesser version of ourselves or become a more anxious version of ourselves. Knowing this human frailty can simultaneously strengthen us if it allows us to build on more solid foundations, if it allows us to grow, and if it allows us to grow in the knowledge of a God who is most careful with us. This is the art of wisdom, the skill of applying knowledge in such a way that seeks to please God, and in so doing finds that it leads to a flourishing. Chapter 4 in the book of Proverbs is given the title, Get Wisdom at Any Cost. And so my prayer for this year is not that I or we learn to play it safer or play it riskier or more of this or more of that, but that I and we really own the sense of responsibility to make the most of our days before God, to live them full, to live them well, and to live with the overriding sense of performing for an audience primarily of one, pleasing God, and somewhat surprisingly perhaps finding in that frailty a real security. And in fearing God rightly, we learn to become more fearless in the weeks and the months that lie ahead. Lord, teach us to number our days. May we look further down the road in our decisions that lie ahead in 2021 as we together commit afresh before God the work of our hands and say, give us wisdom at any cost. A wisdom that actively thinks and inquires on the things that are true, lovely, and worthy of our attention. A wisdom that learns to laugh again in the security of God. A wisdom that is experienced and cultivated in community, and a wisdom that knows more deeply who God is and who we are in light of who God is. I wish you all a Christ-filled and peaceful new year as we begin it together in prayer. Let's pray together. Our Father, would you give us vision and would you give us wisdom for the year that lies ahead? Father, would you fill us with your Holy Spirit to empower us to live in the way of Jesus, to live in a way that is pleasing to our Lord, and find in these uncertain days a deeper security, a fearlessness that is based on who you are and who you say we are. God, by your Spirit, would you just lead us forward in faith and give us a wisdom for the year that lies ahead. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.